Track 4. And as you know, we didn't record during Christmas week, but Brian has very kindly prepared a short summary of the news from the Advertiser. The Post and the Gazette would have had the same stories. The short headline story was about the Boxing Day swim at Tynmouth, which was making a welcome return after a three-year gap. Hundreds braved the waves for a gentle stroll, splash or sprint into the chilly waters of the English Channel. Speedos, bikinis or board shorts were not necessarily the swimwear of choice, with many opting for fancy dress. Supporting pictures showed one family fully clothed, still wearing their Christmas jumpers, and there was at least one Elvis, and there was also a group smartly dressed as penguins, complete with red bow ties. Meanwhile, in Sheldon, they do things a little differently on Boxing Day. The town's annual three-legged race took to the streets for a dash around the local hostelries. Close on 500 participants tackled the family fun run, which featured everything from dinosaurs to a Dallas-inspired oil well and the Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe from Narnia. The organisers from the Sheldon Water Festival Committee thanked everyone who took part, as well as those who turned up to watch. Other seasonal events which were reported included the story that more than 400 children met Santa thanks to Newton Abbott Rotarians. For the second year running, the Rotary Club teamed up with Fermoy's Garden Centre to create a grotto for Santa, Mrs. Claus and the elves. Santa arrived early in December on a float provided by Applepen Carnival. A spokesman for Rotary said, "What set this grotto apart was the heartwarming communication between the working elves and the children who were led to meet Santa and Mrs. Claus. The money raised will be used to support local causes."
And also, over the past few weeks, more than 5,500 children from schools across South Devon took part in Rowcroft Hospice's Rudolph Run, raising thousands of pounds for the charity. Josh Mason, a teacher at Our Lady and St Patrick's Primary School in Tynmouth, said the children really enjoyed the build-up for this event. Their noses are on and their antlers are bouncing. It's just a joyful experience for them. The hospice aims to raise £35,000 from this event. Macmillan Cancer Support has benefited from a special cash bonus thanks to Austin's department store in Newton Abbott. The store's cosmetics and beauty department has hosted charity evenings during the year, and these raised a total of £4,000 through ticket sales and raffles. David Austin is pictured handing over a suitably large cheque to helpers from the charity. Another sizeable donation was made by the Freemasons in Devon to Cadogan Court Care Home, where one of its members, who has given over 60 years of service to the Masons, now lives. The amount of the donation was not disclosed. Finally, on this topic, customers at Tesco's in Kingstainton donated 3,833 meals through rounding up their bills at the tills or making separate donations. The donations went to Fair Share and the Trussell Trust.
Moving on to other news, of which there was not a great deal, new MRI and CT units have been installed at Newton Abbott Hospital thanks to more than £400,000 worth of funding. Bus passengers will continue to be able to travel for £2 on buses in Devon until at least June 2024. And finally, on a different note, Labour have announced that they will not be contesting the Teignbridge seat in the general election, a move warmly welcomed by Lib Dem councillor Martin Wrigley. For sport, there was a review of local sports news for 2023, which we will not attempt to summarise, and a handful of football results, which are by now ancient history. And that was about it for the papers in Christmas week.